Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce is almost over. We have 1 week left. And this week, Abby gave us some vaginal magic. Phoebe's finally ready to let go. And Joe just don't know what to do. But that's okay, because we got some advice for them that we're breaking down next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I ain't your mama.
I ain't your mama.
I ain't your mama.
That's right. I ain't nobody's mama.
This is a jam.
Is anybody a mama at this table?
No.
And I feel like some of the girls tonight finally learned that they ain't anybody else's mama. Like Abby kind of had to let go of taking care of everything, and Phoebe finally let go of like trying to be a mama to her brother. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we just gotta let go, ladies.
Yes.
Gotta let go. I'm Zach Peter. What's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to episode 5 of Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, final season. And with me, I have these lovely ladies. Starting to my left.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Shamari.
Hey, guys. So excited to be here. It's my last episode. I'm Mina.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Sark Jones.
So, Chelsea, I guess we'll start with you. What were your initial thoughts? A lot happened this episode.
A lot of emotional roller coasters, ups and downs. I loved it. I'm still a little bit frustrated that Babs isn't a part of this.
I know. She's, like disappeared.
I don't like it. It's kind of... I don't like how obvious it is, too. Because there's a lot of things to resolve in her life as well that kind of just got pushed to the side. But yeah, I love the drama with Abby, and I love the drama with Delia. I am upset with the drama, Joe's drama. Two men having to pick one, that never ends nice, you know? So I'm not about that life.
She has history with one, but one is just so much better for her.
Yeah.
But like her past relationship is like here and he's ready for her.
Yeah.
And it's just like bad timing all around.
I don't like it.
Mina, what do you think?
I mean, I love The Bachelorette, so I'm all for this. But honestly, I like the episode a lot. What I don't like is that it's the penultimate episode. So like, say this was like, I don't know. See, there are like 4 other episodes after this. I would totally be okay with this. Why for the next to last episode are you introducing a million different plot points and like having all these open ends
issues
that you're going to need to tie up the last episode? Like, unless they're not planning on tying it up and leaving it open in the air, it's like to interpretation, that's going to be super annoying. Mm-hmm. So at this point, I don't even want to know what's going to happen because I'm annoyed that they're doing this right before the very end.
I know. The finale is only an hour?
I
think so. I hope it's longer, but I think it's only an hour.
Yeah, they hadn't said it was any longer than that. So, but yeah, I agree. Like, how are they going to tie everything together? I don't want it to be like rushed through, which essentially it's going to be.
It feels like it's going to be. I mean, the thing is, the drama with Abby, I don't feel like it's a huge... They didn't need to like introduce it that way. It's like...
Because we know this won't go work out when she introduced it to begin with. So
They laid a lot on us. That's the one I'm the least worried with, because even if they decide to move out, whatever, it's fine. The drama that's going to be the focal point for next week's episode is going to be the Joe situation. Like, that's the main thing that I feel like all of us want to know.
But now we also saw that, like, Tony's MIA. There's, like, a lot that they're just like, let's just open up the can of worms and then we're going to wrap it all in an hour.
Right. I feel like this is a very emotional episode. Like, it was just a lot of emotions going on. Yeah. I mean, my eyes watered almost just a little bit, you know, because I'm an emotional person. But that Joe situation got me, man. I was like, I feel you. Like, that was tough.
I just wasn't
expecting. not necessarily. Like that, but you know, when you're torn between two people, I can only imagine that was hard for her. You know,
well, why don't we just dive right into it? So, Joe kissed Frumkus, her ex-husband, last week.
I love that name.
Right? It's just not even a cute name.
It's not cute at all.
Like, you don't want to be Mrs. Frumkus.
Yeah, that's the last name.
Yeah, it's not cute.
What's his first name?
Sounds like a fairy tale old lady name.
His first name is Frump and his last name is
She
Kiss.
Said it.
Wow.
Today, Robert?
Oh, really?
I thought it was just one.
Robert
Frumkus.
Robert Frumkus.
I didn't know that. I don't know why I didn't register that. Why do they call him by his last name? That's so bizarre.
It's an ugly ass name, too. Rob, Robert, Bobby. Yeah. Okay, well, Mr. Frump is what we'll call him tonight.
Yeah.
So she kissed him last week. So this week we see that she tells Albert. And I feel like he overreacted a little bit.
He did.
Well, wasn't he cheated on in his previous marriage?
Didn't he cheat on her with Delia?
I think there's a lot of like infidelity and trust issues in his previous marriage. And I think that's why he had such a big reaction to it, because he's not about that life.
And I think he was intimidated by
he already had what killed me a little bit on their little vacay was when they're like painting and he was saying we could do this or we could do that. You could just totally tell like she wasn't into it.
She wasn't.
And like here this guy is trying to make this really big effort and she's just, you could tell she's just going along with it. Mm-hmm. And that to me was the first sign of like, okay, this kiss with Frump actually has some lingering effects. And is causing her to have some type of confusion because she was not like fully engulfed into that getaway. I mean, yeah, bird watching is not the most intriguing thing that I would want to do, but at the same time, it's like you're in beautiful Santa Barbara.
But I don't think that's her lifestyle.
She likes to get dirty, and here she is, like being, you know, mellow and calm. And
he's a little bit more bougie.
Yeah, he is. Very. I mean, he's a lot more bougie.
I tried to be tone it down,
but they say the opposites attract. So, Mina, do you think that they have hope?
I feel like they do, but like I'm trying to say, like, there's different types of love languages, right? Yes. There's, like, words of affirmation, there's acts of service, there's gifts, there's quality time, and Al, right? Joe has the sixth one, macho wrestling.
Macho Libre.
No, I feel like Al is all about gifts. It's all about, okay, let's do, like, a getaway, let me give her this, let me do this, and it's like, for instance, for me, I feel like I'm like Joe in the sense that, like, if people get me gifts, I'm like, okay, cool. But for me, I'm all about the quality time or, like, the words of affirmation. I don't need someone to buy me things or, like, take me places. Mm-hmm. Like, that's nice every once in a while, but you can't just do that to, like, patch things up or, like, spruce things up all the time. Sometimes you really just need a good conversation. And I think a lot of people don't understand that when your love languages don't match up, that's when there are problems. Yeah. So I'm all for, like, yeah, it's fine if you have different love languages. It's fine if you express your love in different ways. But know the way your partner wants to receive love and wants to give love. And, like, try to kind of mold it in that direction, even if it's not your natural way of giving. Because it's all about, like, understanding your partner's needs and also your partner understanding your needs, because those aren't going to always align, even when you love each other.
You are such a relationship expert. She broke that down. I love her. I know.
Last week, Mina gave it, or like, yeah, the week before, she gave us like a breakdown on astrology, and she was giving us our compatibility. Like, Mina's just a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you.
And I was going to say, too, the way when Frumkiss made the comment about his ex, that, well, she likes it when I do this. That's another thing too. I think in relationships you have to be aware this is not your ex. So everything that worked for her may not work for this new person that you're dating. And I think if he paid more attention to Joe's, like, you know, her actions and
what she's into, like when he bought tickets to the opera and like stuff like that's not Joe.
And then, like, when she got super excited when Frumkiss went to the wrestling and all that stuff.
Yeah, and that's
like,
more
her
speed. But, like, I don't want to, you know, fault him for trying.
No,
like,
definitely not.
You know, so it's for like, I get where he's going, but he just kind of needs to, like, shift the direction a little bit, the focus. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm still Team Albert.
I like them together. I think that he balances her out, but I think they don't have the same love languages. Mm-hmm. I don't think their love is made in the stars. I mean, Mina knows more about astrology than I do, but I just don't think there's compatibility here anymore. Like, now we see it developing, and I think she loves chaos, and that's just where her heart is, and I think she's going to get that with Frumkiss.
Yeah, I agree.
Al is a Libra through and through. I'm just going to say that. He's all about the romancing, the gift-giving, like, he's a true romantic at heart.
So do you think that has to do with the fact that his job allows him to do those things, too? He has a little bit more money to be able to afford, you know?
He likes the finer things in life.
He does. He can afford it. I like
it. We saw him have, like, a job again. He had, like, a two-minute scene with Delia where he's like, I need you to get on your game. Yeah. I work here.
I got a little nervous at that. I thought, like, something was going to happen for
him. Oh, you thought he was going to hit that?
Yeah. I was like,
she's already pregnant.
Right. But I was like, he was getting close. It just seemed like, are you about to do that? Just know what just happened.
I like how their relationship has evolved.
Friends.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's kind of
like,
it's cute.
It was so nasty at one point, so now it's like, yeah, you guys could talk about life things.
And he seemed genuinely happy, too.
Delia giving him advice about Joe, like, that was nice. I thought it was sweet. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they definitely had a very dramatic past, so it's nice to see that it's all kind of come together.
Yeah.
But if our viewers miss drama, Mina, can't they keep up with it somewhere?
They can definitely keep up with all the drama here at AfterBuzz, because our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's no other network that works harder to serve TV fans. But we need your help, guys. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those annoying notifications, don't be, because they're optional. You can always get rid of them. So hit that subscribe button for now for this channel, and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. We'll give you a shout-out. Maybe you'll become Insta-famous afterwards. It's all very exciting. But for now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. That's right. And this is the AfterBuzz TV drama channel.
Yes.
So be sure to hit that subscribe button and comment. Mm-hmm. Shamari loves to read your comments. So please... give her something to do tonight. And all of us will be busy reading your comments and responding to them. Yeah. So please continue to engage. Mm-hmm. Speaking of engagements, Phoebe has a new boo, Tess, who is an she's an Olympic athlete.
A professional marathon runner, which I didn't really know. Sure. I didn't know. I thought it was like a hobby, like a really athletic hobby.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
You thought she just liked to go to Barry's boot camp on the weekend. Well... so we see her have this, so she found out about Delia and her brother Tony, they were having a thing, and so we see this kind of interesting dynamic where she has to let go, and I actually think Tess is good for her in the sense that she forces her to let go, she forces her to take an extra shot and to just kind of stop being everybody's mom.
I ain't your mama.
I ain't your mama.
When did Phoebe become so uptight? Was it when her brother came into the picture? Because I always felt like she was a more like loosey-goosey, free-spirited one. And so, yeah, I guess, like, now having her brother introduced as this character, it's kind of maternalized her a bit.
She's also chronically been addicted to being in relationships.
Yeah.
So we never really got a chance to see much of her being a mom. And I think we talked about that at the top of this season where we liked seeing that side of her.
I kind
of
miss her kids.
Yeah.
I forgot that she had kids. I'm always like, okay, TV single.
It's a role that she just like over consumed and like just tried to be everybody's mom and tried to control everything, probably because she wanted stability. And this is my own theory.
Mm-hmm.
I'll text her about it later. probably because she wanted some stability for her kids, and she knew that her brother definitely lacked that. Mm. And she remembers what it was like in her childhood. So she's trying to create this sense of security that I don't think you can really forge if it's not there organically.
Yeah, she's becoming very Abby-like, overstepping boundaries and trying to control everything. I don't like this. I don't like her like this. It's not my favorite type of Phoebe.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, when Tess did kind of intervene and she kind of spoke to her, and then she just told her brother, listen, you need to handle it, I was like, finally, you know, just step back and kind of like let go and just don't keep getting involved with everything. You know.
Do you think that's going to last?
I hope it does.
I mean, we only have one episode left, so hopefully for the next 60 minutes.
I hope so. But I even think with her going to Delia's job and all of that, it was just way too much.
Okay, I have a question. Did anyone feel like she was kind of pressuring Delia to have an abortion?
Yeah. Yep. She was alluding 100%. To it without saying it, but she definitely was like surprised that she wanted to keep it. I'm like, but you know your friends struggle with this.
My heart. Right. Yeah, that was like, that's so selfish of you.
It was very selfish.
And your brother, you guys have nothing, it's not your responsibility. Not at all. Like, that really upset me, because I'm just like, how dare she go in there and confront her in this way. Right. Like, it just wasn't... It wasn't... You should be happy for your friend.
Honestly,
like,
I don't really see what the big deal is.
I feel like she's fracturing her relationship with Delia, but at the same time, I feel like Delia already kind of screwed things up by sleeping with her brother. Like, I understand they're grown adults, and, like, you're free to sleep with whoever you want, but, like, you have to realize that when you sleep with your best friend's boyfriend, like, I mean, best friend's brother, like, that's gonna cause... issues.
For sure, but Phoebe's actions, not only is she pushing Delia away, but it seems as if she's going to be pushing
Tony
away, too. So it's like, you can't...
It's a ripple effect.
You can't, like, be too involved in their lives to in a space in which you're pushing your closest friends away. Like, her and Delia are, I think, the closest out of the five women. So, yeah, I just... I don't know. I'm not a Phoebe fan.
Mina, do you think that she... pushed Delia to, like, really kind of reveal the pregnancy without her being ready? Do you think that Delia was going to hold that pregnancy back from Tony?
I think, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think the fact that she had Tony go there is what forced her to open up about it. But I think that if she didn't get involved at all, that Delia would have talked to Tony about it.
Eventually.
Yeah, eventually. But I think it's just like the whole timeline.
Like when the baby's
five?
Yeah,
like
I totally disagree. I think Delia would have just lived her life and had the baby and wants like little to no involvement.
But you don't think Tony would have figured it out?
I hope the baby looks exactly like Tony. Like, well, that is perfect.
Like, I mean, he knew that the in vitro didn't work.
Delia's whole, like, I'm going to ignore you method, like, in her head, it was going to last as long as she wanted it to. And, yeah, she would have, so I don't know. I don't think she had any intention of telling him until Phoebe pushed it upon him.
Shamari, do you think she had the right to hold that information from him?
No, not at all. Like, that's not fair. And I agree with his whole reaction was completely, like, accurate. Because, come on, like, it takes two to make a child. And I understand Delia's point of, like, I'm friends with your sister. And, you know, I'm trying to respect that. And I kind of feel like that's why she didn't really reach out to him, too, in respects to how Phoebe felt. But I really feel like, at the end of the day, it's something you have to discuss with your partner. It's something that should be... You know, he should know about that.
But I also...
In his defense, though, like, he did think she was allergic to sperm. So it's not like he thought she was going to get pregnant.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you don't tell him, though. You know?
No,
she's
I
got birth control.
Here's the thing. I feel like the reason... like, the way that she justified it in her head was she said, you know, this is basically the same as IVF. He doesn't have to be present in my life because I just used... this experience for the sperm. My goal was to have a child without a husband anyway, so why do I need to involve him in my life now?
That's like you're using
but
him
it's
now.
Not yeah but
she
it's
had
not,
no intention of actually
not,
being pregnant with
yeah
him.
She had no intention, so I think in her mind she's just trying to justify it and make it seem like it's an IVF procedure with an anonymous donor and kind of say I'm the one in charge. Because, like, even when Al came in, that was, like, her way of being, like, I'm empowered. I'm going to make the decision. Like, realizing, hey, like, he's going to be a part of my life. Which I think is, like, really hard because she doesn't know what she wants to do yet. Mm-hmm. And I think she's trying to figure it out before involving a second person. Because she doesn't want to have her...
But he's the dad. Like, he has to be involved in this decision.
Yeah, he does.
But she wants to know how she feels before someone else expresses their opinion.
I think, too, like, piggybacking more off of that, is she went into this knowing or thinking that she wasn't going to have a male... co-parent with her. And so now that she is pregnant, she's like still has that same mindset and mentality of like, well, we're not together, we, you know, this was fun, but like we didn't want to have kids together type of a thing. And especially because I wanted to do this on my own to begin with, so like I think she totally has no intention of really wanting him involved in this whole process, which I think is wrong.
100%. Yeah.
But in her mind, it is something like, I went into this wanting a child and raising a child by myself, and I'm going to do that.
But it just, what I also think too is that don't discredit someone who wants to be involved. Yeah. Because she just took that opportunity away from Tony.
She's
and Tony's
lucky.
Like, I want to be there.
She's
like,
very
let me
lucky.
Be there.
And I didn't like, also, she kind of like you don't have a job. Like, looking down on him. Like, very pretentious about it. When he was like,
you know, does that make you qualify because you have money and you can afford it? That's really not...
Yeah.
That's not the only thing.
She was very pretentious about
it. It doesn't matter.
The baby. It doesn't matter.
He could be a stay-at-home dad.
But maybe, like, when he was talking to Phoebe, they're having breakfast or whatever, and he's like, by the way, if you ever talk to Delia, let her know that I got the job. Like, obviously he cares and wants her to know, like, he's doing something for himself. So, like, he was kind of already stepping up to the plate with, before even knowing that he had to. So,
and
like,
was excited and took part in getting his job back and, like, you know, feeling like he accomplished something and he's going to be independent. Yeah. And I feel like she's really taking time for herself to marinate on what she wants to do, which is completely fair. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, I feel like he should have the same opportunity to marinate on the idea. And I feel like the decision really needs to kind of be between the two of them. Like, they are the two parents. She didn't end up getting a donor where she was the sole, you know, carrier of the baby.
I will say the conversation may have gone over better if he didn't bombard her at work. But, like...
I mean, that's a bombarding type of situation, like, though. Like, you know, the way that...
Like, no, you show up?
Right. No, I need answers. I need answers.
You bring up that?
No. Right. You know, answer my calls, answer my texts. No, I'm showing up.
And Phoebe, both at her work, I'm like, you guys, like, she never responsible to anything when she's in her, like, professional, like, you know, Delia mode. So that was probably bad timing on his part, so... Mm.
Do we like Tess? Are we shipping that relationship?
I like her, but I feel like Phoebe is very kind of like wishy-washy about it because I think she's kind of identified herself as like a straight woman. Mm-hmm. So for her to like,
but hasn't
slowly...
she been in a relationship?
She did the little three.
Yeah,
she dabbled.
Yeah,
but it wasn't full blown.
Yeah, I think before it was like her like experimenting to like discover her sexuality. Now it's kind of like. I think she's afraid to like explore that because I think in her mind she's always like, no, I'm gonna be with a guy, I'm gonna date a guy, I'm gonna have a husband or like whatever. But
and
now
she's
I
also
feel
seen
like,
a man as a protector.
Yeah. But I really think that they fit so well together, and you can tell that the chemistry is really incredible. Like,
I don't know if I like.
There's something about it that I like.
I don't know if it's the actress or if it's the character, but I'm just not a Tess fan.
I'm not. Like, I don't care for her much. Yeah. I mean, I know she's supposed to be a little rough around the edges, I guess. Like, a little rough. She's a little too...
Yeah, she seems stiff to me.
Yeah, like
even
literally.
When they're supposed to be having fun, she seems stiff. And so I'm just like,
do
I don't...
want another one? Like, okay.
I like her. I honestly really like her. I think she has, like, this sexy edge to her, and she knows how to loosen...
I don't know
Phoebe
if I would
up.
Put it that way.
No, I do.
She's,
I
she's definitely got
her.
An edge, but it's more of, like, a razor blade that is just straight and does not bend, and it's just... very erect.
A little bit rustic.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I agree.
It's
but
good
I don't
for
see
her.
This
not
lasting.
It's,
I feel
it's
like
a fling.
She's a rebound relationship.
It's not
a fling, and I think it's something that's allowing her to like open up more.
Right.
Yeah. But like, I think that's the extent of it. I don't.
Yeah, we
I
all
so
have the bad boy
Peru.
That you ride on the Harley Davidson with, and you just let your hair down, and you feel like a bad girl for a minute, and then you're like, okay, now I need to get my shit together.
Right.
That's Tess.
Yeah. I still like it though.
Nina's like, give me a test right now.
It takes me back to Gilmore Girls with Alexis Bledel and Jess. If any of you guys watch that, like that's like a really.
But see, Jess isn't the keeper. Jess is like, let me let my hair down and have a good weekend.
Yeah.
And then when I'm married and I need another good weekend, like, Jess is the one that you bring in to spice things
up. But she learned so much from that relationship, and arguably it was the one that shaped her the most. So it's still very important.
I'm still a team Logan.
Oh, God, no. Really? No.
Totally different job.
I'm like,
so should we talk about Abby?
Abby.
The hot
Abby,
mess.
Yeah. Like, she had her pitch to worry about, and then she has Lily that's going off to college that she's trying to, like, be there for. Mm-hmm. And then we have Mike's daughter that's just a bit of a hot mess. And that haircut was not helping.
Oh, it was bad. I'm not even going to front.
Shamari, what was worse? Like, the the stress leading up to the pitch or the haircut?
The haircut. but seriously, I think the stress leading up to the pitch, I think she just really signed up for a lot more than she bargained for. I think she really had this picture-perfect idea of what she thought this life would be like with Mike's family and her family together, and it just kind of, like, started really hitting reality when she's things are actually happening. You know, you have two complete different families, different personalities that you have to now keen to, and your daughter's leaving. You're trying to spend time with her separately, and then you have things going on here. So it was just a lot for her. And I definitely think that haircut, though, I would not have allowed that. And you know her mom is going to freak when she sees that her daughter cut all of that off.
Was it that she's still beautiful? Okay, but yeah. She is, yeah.
But it's, that's drastic.
You're always beautiful.
No, she's like that on actress, the inside. That character, she's so
she
pretty.
She is. She really is. But, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I liked her long hair way more.
I mean, the long hair is cute, but I mean...
Extensions, like...
Get but you know, as, you when you're young like that, yeah. though, you know, kids are cruel. And I'm pretty sure she got picked on that day. Because she left happy, yeah. and then she came back. Like, I'm ugly, so what happened in between?
Yeah. I thought she looked cute. Maybe it was just styled a little bit too, or her hair's too short.
You gotta get used to
it. I don't know, but I thought she looked cute. Yeah, I thought she was adorable, but apparently no one else did.
I mean, she's beautiful regardless, but I like long hair better.
I thought so. I mean, she has such tight curls that like a shortcut doesn't really fit, but like, I thought she was cute. I mean, she's a teenager, so her reaction was a little bit overboard.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Abby just had her head in the clouds and like this whole grand idea of what living with, you know, Mike and his family would be like, and then also having Colette still nearby, so it wasn't a full-time thing. But I mean, for the beginning, I thought she moved in too quickly with Mike.
Yeah, definitely.
I think she's starting to definitely reap those consequences now that life is actually coming full speed.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's something she can balance, and I just feel like
she's giving up quick with
it. Just like she's just too high strung, and when things like are too, you know, a little bit out of the, you know, ordinary, she just gives up and like is too freaked out.
Do you think Mike was a little too hard on her? Like, kind of being like, well, this is what you signed up for. Why are you overwhelmed?
No. Nope. Not at all. Mm-mm. No, because I mean, it's true.
No. The one thing I will say
about Mike, though, is him, I understand he's also trying to advance his career, but taking a job that puts you on the road more times than not, like, is a lot to put your girlfriend, like, your two kids on your girlfriend.
No, yeah. For sure.
So, like, that was the one thing where I'm like, this maybe not be the best time for you to be a scout traveling all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel like, yes, she jumped into this too fast, but, I mean, to play devil's advocate, I feel like there's a lot that's, like, mom bailed. Dad's off busy, and now she's just expected to take care of all of these kids on top of this business that she's running while Babs is out doing who knows what.
Yeah. I do think that she wanted to move in under totally different circumstances. Of course, like, everything changed within the, like, 6-7 episodes that she, you know, asked him to move in with her. But I think at the same time, life happens, and she should have known, like, things aren't going to be smooth.
Right. She wrote books on it.
Yeah, exactly. She should know better.
Right.
She's an expert.
Yeah. Mina, are you going to be shopping the new Lady Parts line?
You know, I was wondering, like, after that really dramatic speech, I was like, what are you selling now?
Me too.
What is the product?
Another period-less panties, and
there was another product.
Yeah, I still don't get what she's selling.
Yeah, well, I don't know either.
It's a new product.
Was it supposed to be a nude and she changed it?
So, like, lipstick?
I feel like she needs to follow, like, the Kardashian model of, like, picking one product and launching just that. And then you launch the line. Like, we don't need to just have a whole new line right out the bat.
I was so confused, and the breakdown was horrifying.
I'm glad she was doing
it. But I love how every time she breaks down, it's like promotion. Oh, okay, we're on board. Like, this happened last episode too. Yeah. Girl's like, oh, I like how you handled yourself.
Right.
Like, okay, what? Life does not. There is no way that would ever happen.
I got an advancement in life every time I had a mental breakdown. I would be so successful.
Well, no.
There was
the quote from The Devil Wears Prada where he tells her, like, when your life is about to go up in flames, that means you're ready for a promotion.
I mean, where's my promotion?
I'm here.
It's on fire.
So, Shamari, no Lady Parts products for you.
Yeah, guys, I don't know what they're selling, so I can't really 100% say. But, I mean, it sounds good. I mean, after all of that, I mean, I would want to know.
It sounds like a underwear with a built-in maxi pad, right? Is what I gather.
There's already, I feel like that product is already out.
Why? She said, like,
That's called a diaper.
That's what it sounded like.
No, but they have that. Like, it exists.
Yeah.
That product exists where it's like, I mean, the fact that I'm the one on the panel that actually knows this product exists. I know it exists because I've seen it at an event before. And I was like, that's a
pad?
Yeah, they're period-less panties. Like, where you're
yeah,
under...
Yeah, and that's what she was pitching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never heard of that, so I guess I don't...
It's a thing. I don't remember the... Thinks or Sphinx. Something with an X at the end of it. It's out there.
We think so.
And we're not... not an this is not an advertisement. On that note, I think we need to hand these ladies some tokens of advice.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anybody want to start?
I'll start.
Okay. Shamari, kick it off.
Oh, Joe. First of all, Joe. Timing is everything, Joe. And I feel that the way that it even came out was that we're on a vacation and we're just literally sipping wine. Here she goes, I kissed them. It's like, what? Mm. That's not the right time, not the right place. I would have definitely should have waited till we got back and really had a serious conversation. Because of course he's going to react that way when you just lay something on somebody like that. It's like, what? Because now he's thinking, so you knew this whole time. We got him all the way out here, you know.
After he said such nice things.
Right? Too. It was just like, and she's been going... Not the right time, Joe.
It's the guilt. The guilt is just bubbling inside.
And you
can
see it in her face. Like, she was like, I'm about to say it. I'm about to say it. And I'm like, don't do it. But then...
I thought she just had, like, gas. Like, ate something bad at dinner.
She was looking, like, really uncomfortable.
What is that?
Well, she was looking really uncomfortable. But then at the end when, you know, he came back and after he spoke with Dilia, he was like, okay, I'm feeling pumped. Like, I'm going to go and, you know, get my girl back. And she's just like, I don't think it was a mistake. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. But I get it because I do feel she truly loves Frumkus. I feel like that's really where her heart is. And I think hearing him say what he said, that he loved her and he really wants to be back, I think just kind of made her feel like maybe I am still in love and maybe we can make this possibly work.
Is love
so you
enough,
think,
though?
Yeah, you think going back to Frumkus is the answer?
I don't think she should do it necessarily, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I don't think Al is really her guy. I just think they're not compatible. Like you were saying before, they're not really compatible in the area. I do feel her and Frumkus are more compatible, but the only thing I'll be concerned about is him going back and doing the same thing that he did before. You know, people don't change overnight, over a couple months. I mean, you just don't want to get too excited that he's okay, he's changed this much, so let me just jump back in that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know? So I think that would be my only hesitation.
So you think she needs to get on Tinder for a minute?
Mama Frumkus might be getting what she wants.
Oh, no. Right, because she would be so ecstatic.
I thought we would see so much more from her.
Yeah, I thought she'd come back at some point.
I love Mama Frumkus.
I was not she was a crazy woman.
She was, yeah, can't tell her anything, right?
Okay, my advice would be for Phoebe. Mm. And that's like... You need to let loose more. Like, go back to the Phoebe that we knew before when you were, like, having three ways with, like, this artist guy. Like, you were really kind of living your life. Yeah. You were living your best life. And now you're just, like, strung way too uptight. And I think she needs to explore this relationship with Tess a lot more and just kind of allow herself to be in the moment and to kind of just let it be. And then see where the cards fall. And let Tony, like, be himself. Let him be a man and, like, figure out it. Like, look, he got somebody pregnant. If he was man enough to do that, like, he needs to figure his own crap out.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Chelsea?
So I have Dilia. And I think Dilia needs to accept the help from Tony. And accept the fact that she does, her plan has totally changed and shifted. But someone wants to be in this child's life, and you can't deprive your child of their father.
Yeah.
Later on in life, they're going to find out, and it's going to hurt them, and it's going to hurt you. So I think she needs to, you know, be responsible and take accountability for the fact that she did conceive a child in this way, and allow Tony to be in the child's life, and especially because Tony has... shown very, very, you know, significant steps of maturing, I think, you know, getting the job back. And he has some type of feelings for, I don't think they should necessarily get together, but I think she should at least start with the co-parenting and see where that takes them.
Yeah, so. There are enough dads out there that don't want any part in, like, having their kids' lives. Like, you got one.
Right.
Yeah.
Embrace
Take
him.
Advantage of it. You got a babysitter right there, girl. What are you, like, you can still go do your job.
She has a very busy and, like, successful career.
She's
and
gonna need
the
help.
She needs that, you know? So I think, yeah, definitely allow Tony to be a part of it. And he's good looking. Like, why wouldn't you want, like,
cute.
He'd be so cute with a baby. Like, really?
I think Dilia likes him, honestly. I think they like each other. She's just trying to fight it. Yeah. I don't think she wants to go into that route. So
she's afraid of love.
She is.
She can't check off too many emotional boxes. Baby's enough. Romance, she can't, right, can't do at the same time.
He can get into Insta modeling too and stay at home.
He can pimp out baby products on his gorgeous Instagram. He can do some thirst traps. He's got it down. 100%. Okay. Mina, what advice do you have for Abby?
So I'm here for Abby. Abby's my favorite. I love her so much, but seriously, stop biting off more than you can chew. Mm-hmm. If you know that you're overwhelmed and you can't do something, don't try to play superwoman. Don't try to take on every single role and then have a meltdown, which somehow led you to, like, have ending a successful, speech. Yeah. No, but seriously, like, if you know it's too much, you don't, like, as women, we don't always have to be yes people. Sometimes we have to say no. Like, this is too much. Like, I'm already doing X, Y, and Z. Why don't you pull the weight a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, just, like, you have a job, so do I. Why do I have to have the job, take care of the kids, make sure everything's running, even when they're not my kids, but I'm still taking them in as my own, and sacrificing time with my daughter who's going to go to college that I'm never going to see for, like, who knows how long. Right. So I just think it's, like, really unfair to place that burden on her. I know that she is responsible for it to a certain extent because she did sign up for it. She did. But at the same time, like, this is a team effort, you know? Like, raising a family, it takes a village. It doesn't take one Abby. It takes multiple people. Right. So I guess my advice to Abby, just if you know you're being spread out too thin, ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. Don't let it get to the point where you're going to blow up on someone and say, this is too much for me. Right. Like, don't do that when you feel like it's getting to that point. Then you have to, like, just meditate, breathe in a little bit, and then say, hey, I need help. Don't you have, like, a million girlfriends that can help you? You know what I mean? Like, it's okay to ask for help. That's all I want to say. It's not a sign of weakness. Doesn't make you any less of a woman. Ask for help when you need it, because people are always willing to help.
Yes. Sometimes a no to other people is a yes to yourself.
That's right. Yes.
You can't have Thanksgiving every day. Like, pace yourself, girl. Well, you can't just, like, bite off too much.
Do you think it was right for her to say to Mike that maybe they shouldn't be living together? Like,
after all of this,
it was hasty.
It's like,
I don't think here's the thing. I think it's too much to handle when the biological mom has decided to leave. Right. Like, how come everyone, like, you can't have everybody, the biological mom leave, then the biological dad take a job that is pulling in different directions, and she has a business and her own kids and her own life.
But
and,
do you think it's right for her to say now, okay, like, and still want a relationship with him? Like, I think, especially when there's kids involved and it's
hard. It shakes up the household when that's happening, and I don't think that she's necessarily serious about that. I think she's reacting out of emotion and feeling overwhelmed. I don't think that ultimately they're going to do that. But I think even if they do, it's not like cutting the relationship short. It's like saying, let's take a step back and regroup and then do this the right way. We rushed into something. I still love you. We need to figure this out.
I don't know what show I was watching. It was probably one of the Housewives. But they said something about divorce and, like, in a fight. Like, divorce came up in the fight. And they're like, and ever since then, a relationship has changed. Like, I don't want a divorce, but it came up. And so it's like bringing up that, like, D word, like, always made the relationship like you're walking on eggshells. So I feel like if they are to proceed with this relationship, like, bringing up maybe we shouldn't live together, like, now, like, living together, you're always gonna wonder, like, okay, did I do this right? Like, or she can be upset. Yeah. Like, so it's like
you're constantly, to even, like,
questioning it is like, is this the expectation and the life that she wants,
right,
when she, you know, wasn't sure just a couple of months ago.
I think that's a good thing, though, because you're assessing the relationship and you're voicing a concern, as opposed to feeling that and not voicing it and just, like, feeling so overwhelmed and burdened, like, you can't express that feeling.
On that note, like, she just opened up such a big can of worms. And since, Mina, this is your last week, do you have any, like, predictions at large for how the series is going to wrap real quickly before we close out our after show?
Sucks, because it's going to take me 2 weeks to figure out what happens
at
the
end. I know.
I'm going to be in Turkey, so I don't think I'm going to have access to Girlfriend's Guide over there.
Predictions at large.
You know, I think that Delia is going to keep the baby, and she's going to decide to co-parent with Tony. And she's going to realize it's a great thing. She's going to realize, hey, I can, like, lean on someone for once. And I think that it might not even be co-parenting. It probably will be a relationship. And that's very optimistic of me, but I feel like there is something there. And especially, like, once he gets another side hustle as an Insta model, whatever, like, it'll all work out. With Joe, oh my gosh, I'm so torn with Joe. Honestly, I think the series is going to end with us not knowing who she chooses, and it's going to be so freaking annoying. I'm going to be so angry if I don't know, but I feel like that's how it's going to end. And with regards to Abby, I think all will be well with Abby. I feel like she's, like, the main protagonist. It's going to be great. It's going to be flowery at the end. And everything's going to be, like, happily ever after.
She's going to have a moment on the staircase, and all the girls are going to be like, yes, Abby, you made sense.
Finally.
You think Abby's going to show again on the last episode? You think Barbara's going
to
come back?
Yeah, Barbara has to come back. We can't take Barbara away from me because I need her in my life.
I think she will, but I think it'll be...
And I need more Mina in my life, so I'm sad that you're like going.
I love you guys.
You can keep up with Mina, you can keep up with me. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach on all social media platforms. Shamari, where can they keep up with you?
Shamari Hartzog, and that is on Instagram, Facebook, and all social media.
Hey guys, you can follow my adventures and my turkey travel photos at Mina Makes Magic on Instagram.
Hey guys, Chelsea Suck Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and online at ChelseaSuckJones.com, as well as next Wednesday for Real Housewives of New York after show.
Yes, and don't forget to tune into the series finale of Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce next Thursday. We'll be here to break it down for you. Don't forget to subscribe to the AfterBuzz drama channel on YouTube and on iTunes. Leave us some good reviews and some comments because we love them. And until then, we're going to go read them. Okay, bye.
All right. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.